Welcome to GamerCast, episode 154. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this is a Monday and it's bank holiday. Hooray.
4th of May 2009, blah blah blah.
May the 4th be with you.
That's the like 4th or 5th time I've heard that today. It's really lame.
I had to get it in there. One of Sarah's best mates, Claire, her husband, who I get on with really well, he's an absolute Star Wars nut, and she's about to drop her first kid, and he's been crossing his fingers hoping it would drop today, so his birthday would be May the 4th. But no joy.
Lame.
But,
lame. Mm. Anyway, have you seen this news article? I was just having a look at the news before you came up. Yeah, the swine flu is mutated into some sort of zombie flu.
Hell.
This is the BBC website, as you can see. There's been a small outbreak of zombieism in London due to mutation of the H1N1 virus into a new strain, H1Z1. After death, this virus is able to restart the heart of its victim for up to 2 hours after the initial demise of the person, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, in the Netherlands, it was confirmed it, and a 3-year-old boy who recently died came back to life and lunged at his mother.
Why is the address Bounce With Me?
Yeah.
You couldn't fool me that time.
Yeah. Well, if I wanted to be hardcore, I could have changed the address, but you know.
That's a good bit of fabrication there.
Yeah. Who am I actually leaving the BBC on it? Yeah, so I'll just try to get Adam. But speaking of zombies, I've been playing Left 4 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was £16.10 on Steam.
Yeah.
I'll just check to see if it still is.
I must admit, Steam's getting... Well, look, they got Grand Theft Auto 4 on there now. I must admit...
As of this moment,
see
it is still at it's £16.19 at the moment.
Not too bad, I must admit.
Not bad for 16 quid.
Yeah. What's retail?
30 quid, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's normally £26.99 on Steam.
So yeah, that's not too bad.
So yeah, since it was cheap, I picked it up and I've been playing it. And yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah, I must admit, now and again, everything, we've always kept going on about Steam and it's always really expensive. I must admit, if you've got no way of...
Well, it was free on Friday, so I started downloading it. I got it about with like 2 hours left of the day. They extended it until about 6 o'clock on the Saturday. So I managed to play it for a couple of hours, so I just decided to buy it.
Cool. Yeah, not too bad. It's like you had your Unreal tournament that was cheap and...
It's like 6 or 7 quid, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's well cheap.
No, it's not too bad. I must admit, Steam are doing well with that. Just drop the game down on prices, keeping people a bit more happy about using the servers.
What I do like is them making the game free. So it's not a demo, you can just play the game until Steam relocks it.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite good, and they've got 2 sells out of me by doing that. Bastards.
Yeah, because it was...
Bastards.
Unreal Tournament was the same as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Bastards!
It's a good... I must admit, it is a good system.
It's not a good system. It's been costing me money.
Oh, yeah, it's making you spend money.
If it was still, like, 40 quid, no chance in hell of me buying it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's not too bad.
So, yeah, I played a game with Talatag last night and two of her mates. And, yeah, we kicked ass.
Compared to a lot of the other first-person shooters that you're used to playing, how do you find this one in comparison?
Control-wise, it feels the same as Half-Life. So I had my mouse settings set up the same as Half-Life. I mean, I could get straight into it. I mean, the controls aren't any different. You know, you've got your spray paint there. I did have a bit of hassle setting up voice communication because I have one key. I have mouse 5 bound in Steam for voice communication, but Left 4 Dead wanted to bind C to voice communication. Which I find annoying.
Mm. I suppose the only major difference is you're used to playing stuff like Unreal Tournament and things like that, where it is mass amounts of playing against non-AI characters, where you're used to playing against a real person, where this, you're always playing with people against zombies, unless you're doing the one side v the other side. Have you tried that?
I've only done the cooperative mode.
Yeah. Supposedly the... one versus the other is quite good, because it's the same game. Four people play.
It's the same game.
Four people play the main characters, but another four people play the lead zombies and try and help.
They play as the boomers, the hunters, and the smokers.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get my head around who's who. I've worked out who the tank is.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. I'm, the smokers, I think, are the ones who can... what do they do? Is it the hunters who can, like, grab you with their tongues, or is it the smokers?
I can't remember.
See, I don't know. I just, like, shoot.
The boomers are the ones
who explode and vomit all over the place.
Yeah, and it's they make you attracted... The zombies attracted to you and start chasing you.
Dude, zombies.
Then you've got the one with the tongue.
H1Z1, dude.
Then you've got the...
Witcher lady and the tank.
Yeah, the one that will jump at you, the tank. Yeah, and the witch. So, yeah. I must admit, it's really good. I know a few people who play it constantly.
Yeah.
I must admit, it's one of those things on my list of games to get, but I don't have much time to sit down and play large amounts of first-person shooters. So it's
Why not, dude?
Too much WoW. I must admit, I nearly went to sit...
Oh, fuck WoW. Let's play Left 4 Dead.
I nearly sat down and actually wanted to go through
Far Cry 2. It's Wednesday soon. That means I have to do all my WoW dungeons again.
Yeah, Gary's level 80 coming up slowly towards...
What's his name?
Game. Orochimaru.
That's it.
And he's saying, I'm getting bored of Endgame. I'm getting bored of doing this again and again and again.
Every Wednesday, 25 man OS and 25 man VOA. Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, you know, it's good they introduced a new wing in VOA, but...
Yeah, he said...
I mean, I've not had a group to go to Uldar or anything, so...
Yeah. I must admit, when I get to Endgame stuff, I'm looking forward to the Argent tournament.
I mean, there's all this, the Argent tournament shit and all this Easter fucking quest, but I don't give a shit about that crap. I want, if maybe I had some super epic gear, which dropped, maybe I might be bothered to be actually do it, but it's like, now that I can get a stupid Of Darnassus title.
Yeah.
Whoopie doodah, I've got Guardian of Cenarius, far more epic. I don't like quest grinding, it just does my head in.
Yeah.
Because quests are always so annoying as well. If it were just like pick up a thing over there, like 2 meters away from the bloke you got it from and go back, it would be alright. But no, you've got to go to some place where you don't know where it is, and it's really vague about where it is. So you always have to flip and look up on a website where you're supposed to be going and what you're supposed to be doing. And by the time you get there, you find out there's 50 other people there fucking doing it as well. And so you're there for like 2 hours waiting for stuff to respawn and...
Painful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm slowly getting over Grindy. Still level 64 because I haven't played.
You're still 64, you nub.
I haven't had a chance
to play.
You're
such a nub, dude.
I've been too busy doing my
drawings. You're 64 would die within like one hit.
Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of WoW though, we've started doing the arenas again a bit.
Yeah.
And I think they're a bit better than how they were. But... I don't know. I'll have to get my rate. I mean, your rating, instead of before, it would start. You'd start with a 1500 rating.
Mm.
Now your rating starts at zero, and so you have to get it up.
Yeah,
which is annoying.
Is that because you've been in them before, or that's for everyone?
That's for everyone.
Okay.
So yeah.
I must admit, you get all these people who are trying to get to level 80 for the high-end gear, to do all the raids, to do all this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, all the stuff they're working their way towards have been put in there for the people who have got to the end, and they want to keep them occupied while they make more content for them to work their way through. And it's like a vicious circle. You're always wanting to level quickly because low-level people aspire to be the high-end... heroic hero, but when you get there, it's kind of now I do dailies and I'll do raids and stuff. And unless you really, really enjoy it, it's kind of like this mundane, constant fighting to get to that end content. But when you get to the end content, you're dying for them to bring out the next lot of stuff for you to work your way through.
Well, yeah, and in the arena, hunters just aren't that good anymore.
Really,
the classes which dominate in the arena now are Death Knights and even mages dominate a bit, and druids and let's not even mention fucking paladins.
Yeah.
If you've got a team... We fought a team the other day against two paladins. It was me, a hunter, and a warrior. Back in the olden days, it would have been a tough fight. Two flipping healers.
Mm.
This time, it's just game over within 2 seconds, because paladins can do so much fracking damage now.
Yeah.
You know, their damage is almost the same as what I can output. It's higher than what the warrior can output, but neither of us can heal.
Yeah. A lot of it has changed spec-wise. I must say, I've completely redone my talents on my Death Knight because they move things around.
Death noob.
Move some things around.
Death noob.
And they took one talent out, which I really like, which is the whole... When my character dies... There's
yeah, that's so overpowered.
Respawn back as the zombie creep and quickly pwn people, which is really good if you're in battlegrounds. And I must admit, I never got to use it in a battleground, because before I ever got into a level where I'd wanted to go back into battlegrounds, they bloody nerfed it. Well, they just removed it. So
nerf.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. But, yeah.
Let's talk a bit about Wolverine, shall we?
Yep. X-Men Origins Wolverine. So when I saw it at the cinema, absolutely cracking film, loved it. A lot of people will be very meh about it, but I quite liked it. Downloaded the demo. Actually quite surprised. Straight away, looking at the graphics, it's actually got a Unreal Engine in it. So, straight away...
It uses the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, so straight away I was kind of like, ooh, okay. Dude. I was expecting this to be like a film knock, you know, thingy game. So I was
Unreal Engine? The first one?
I'm not entirely sure.
So the third one?
Yeah, it might be. It just comes up powered by...
This is the real BBC website.
Powered by Unreal.
Yeah, it's number 3. I was just thinking of Unreal 1 the other day and how epic that game was.
But... yeah, I was quite shocked on the quality of the game. Gameplay-wise, it is really good. It's classic hack and slash, but...
Who the fuck is that?
The way they built around the idea of the fact that Wolverine can constantly heal himself is that the more damage you get, the more your organs are exposed in your body. Your healing factor is...
Your organs are exposed?
You can see through them and stuff. And that more damage you get...
I do not want to see your kidneys malfunctioning.
You can't heal quick enough because you're exposed. Where you, if you let it heal just enough, then you take damage. You're constantly healing, and you can actually see his body heal as you're fighting, and wounds heal up, and the blood.
That's
disappear.
So overpowered. It's a good job they don't let him in the arena.
So yeah, you can attract, take your claws out, and put them back in again. He does this really cool targeting where he throws himself at him, loads of combo moves and stuff like that.
How can they call a computer with a 12-inch screen a netbook?
I don't know, weird.
Surely a 12-inch screen is a regular laptop.
Yeah, it's a notebook-style thing. It's not...
It just does my head in.
But,
it's like an excuse of having a really low-powered laptop, which is still just as heavy as a normal laptop.
Character-wise, it's all powered by voices of the actors from the film.
Voice of actor.
Which is quite good. I must admit, it's got my attention. If I got any spare cash, I might actually go... buy this one because it
really is.
It seems to
my god, Linux has broken 1% web usage share.
Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, demo wise it's one part of a level, but because it appears to be the very beginning of the game, so you get the opening sequence on it, which kind of gives you a feel of what the game is going to be about. He's got like his classic berserker attacks, and you get more and more different combos you can put in. So I must admit, it was kind of, I think it was X-Men 2 Wolverine's Revenge on the Xbox. That was one of the first Wolverine games that came out that was really good, and that one was very cool, but very more like comic booky, and just going around doing everything that you want to do as Wolverine, hacking and slashing. And I must admit, this one
is epic.
Yeah, it's...
Is it a game I would like?
No.
Okay, enough said.
Yeah, because it's more of a hack and slash, jumping about, being Wolverine, smacking the crap out of everything. So this is Peggle. I've seen you've been playing this for ages, and everyone's going about Peggle on bloody...
Dude, we're talking about your fucking X-Men game. Stop talking about Peggle.
Okay. We'll talk about Peggle in a minute. So yeah, Xbox... well, actually, I haven't played it on the Xbox. I actually downloaded it for the PlayStation 3. So I've been playing it on the PlayStation 3. Just for the fact that I had my PlayStation 3 on... So I just downloaded it at the time because I was watching something. So, yeah, it's a lot better than I was expecting. It is beating my expectations because...
Yeah, but Adam, you always have really low expectations.
Well, low expectations because, well, I've been burnt so many times with these really crappy games made out from films. And they've never been that great. Unless...
Oh, come on, they're always amazing, Adam.
Unless they're about...
Just think about Catwoman. How that's awesome.
Yeah. Wonderful game. I'll sell my console just to own that game. But yeah, no, this one I think is up there with like Spider-Man 2 sort of thing, where it was like a...
It's only up there with Spider-Man 2, is it? That seems pretty lame, if you ask me.
Well, you know what I mean? It was one of those games that actually worked right, instead of being some of these other ones where it was kind of like, oh my god, this is just a budget game, and it's just running off the franchise of the fact it's to do with the film.
Yes.
But, yeah. I'm very, very impressed with it. I ain't going to be running out and trading in games to go get it. And I must admit, I haven't played on the demo much since. So, it's definitely... You know, don't take my word for it. Try the demo first, because you really may...
Well, yeah, always try the demo.
You may not like this one. It's, right. I think it's
I
not going
to be
for everyone.
I need to use my lead skills now.
So, yeah, Paul is playing Peggle, which he has shown me God knows how many times. But I didn't put it together that this is actually Peggle that everyone's been going on about on WoW. Because this is a new add-on that you can get to have this to play this while you're in flight paths. And
I don't think I could be able to do this, dude.
No?
No.
Or when you're dead.
I need to get that thing, but there's shit in the way.
Oh, damn.
Let's just take a wild guess. Oh, fuck.
Nah. What else is on the show notes?
Nah, this game sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Peggle Extreme. Yeah.
This flight control majigger.
Do you want to have a look at it?
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay, basically, flight control is...
I've been playing Flight Simulator. I just flew a Bombardier down from Yeovilton to Jersey this evening.
Nice.
Without upsetting air traffic control.
Well, this game...
They normally get really pissed off at me and say, expedite your descent to blah, 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 and I'm like...
This one is basically a picture of the top of a runway, and you've got two runways and a helipad. And basically, the little planes will come round, and you have to click on them.
And you have to click on them to blow them up.
Click on them, and then you draw a line with your finger for their flights to get them down. So you'll get too many coming on, and you've got to make them do a couple of turnings around and then bring them back down again. So it's...
Where I come from, Flight Simulator, we just ignore everything and just head straight for the runway.
Well, this is, you get collision warnings and stuff. And
I had some Cessna in front of me when I was going into Jersey, actually. I was tempted just to ram them out of the way.
Were you sat there beeping your horn?
Well, yeah, but my horn in this case was the parking brake, which wasn't doing me a lot of good while I'm in the air.
So, yeah, I must admit, this was on the App Store for 59p. So there's a load of it on there at the moment for 59p, and just saw this, it was at the top.
You've spent 59p on this thing?
Yeah, and it's quite addictive. It's already up there with my... If I'm on a flight path, I actually start playing this game. So it's
flight path. You're such a nub. Level 64. Get level 70, then you can have your own flight path. It can be wherever you want to go.
Exactly. I know. I can't wait. So yeah, I must admit, this one for iPhone and iPod users, it's quite an addictive game. It does get quite hard, and you're trying to get all the planes moving around. You get different sized planes, so some of them are like cargo planes, and they're a little bit faster than the people carrier planes, and they'll start catching up, so you have to keep changing them. And you can't use the full amount of the screen, because if you go too far to the edge,
the plane explodes.
Another plane that you don't know is coming may crash into it, so you've got to be careful of other aircraft and not get them crashing into each other. But yeah, honestly, I was quite impressed with that.
I realize.
I must admit, I was extremely hungover this morning when I paid for it, so
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. It was up there with that same experience when I bought my 160 quid graphics card because I was under the influence of anesthetic drugs when I came out of hospital. My mum took me home after I went in for my operation. She sat me down in front on the dining room table right
in front
of
my... Is this when you had your mouth cut open?
Yeah. And I had two of my wisdom teeth taken out and she sat me down there and before you knew it, I turned the computer on and I was just thinking about this graphics card because I bought Battlefield 2 because you had it and I liked it and I was like, oh, I'll go buy that and it wouldn't work on my computer without a graphics card. So I knew I had to get it, but I literally just went straight onto the internet and went, oh, there it is. Da-da-da. Where's my card? Yep. Put the money in. Ching. Bought it and then went to bed and... didn't even realise I'd done it until the next day and looked at my thing and I was like, oh, okay, what did I go spend money on?
Yeah, great. Let's talk about Windows 7 release candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is running build 7100 now. Which is woo. Which is why you'll notice my whole computer doesn't have anything on it apart from Steam and Flight Simulator. And World of Warcraft.
You had to put the basics on.
Well, yeah. What's different in it? Not a lot. All the bugs in the beta version are still present in this one, and they've just fixed totally irrelevant bugs, which I don't give a shit about. Like, for example, Internet Explorer 8 at the moment, if you try and scroll up and down using PenFlex on a tablet or a touchscreen, it doesn't work if it's using the IE8 renderer. It only works if you're using the old IE7 renderer, which is so fracking annoying. So that's not being fixed. And I've gone dudes, you need to fix this, because it's doing my nutting.
Wavy finger time.
Yeah. So, if you've been running the beta version, they've got new artwork in their new desktops, new sound schemes. They've rejigged the icons along the taskbar a bit. The taskbar is even fucking worse, if you ask me. Look how grey these icons are. See how grey they are? It looks ugly. Before, it was much more transparent. And they put this grey hue on all the icons now to make them easier to see if you've got running applications. Well, that's all very well and good if you're running it in retard mode like this, where it's all stupid little squares. I don't have it running in stupid little square mode, so I don't need the stupid grey overlay to show me which applications are running and which applications aren't running.
See, that should have a turn off.
What should have a what?
It should have a turn off button.
Turn what off?
The thing that's annoying you.
Well, I've looked through the registry to see if I can find a setting for it, but I haven't found it yet.
Never mind.
But if I'm tempted to have my taskbar over on the side now.
I've got my dock on the side at the moment. I've got it hidden. So whenever
I don't want it hidden because I always want to see it.
Well, I've got it hidden so it's out of the way so I don't go over it with my mouse. So I've got the dock hidden on the right-hand side because that's why I haven't played WoW, because I've been...
That's why I haven't played WoW, because I can't find the button. Who's nicked my WoW icon?
I've been drawing my mate Lisa as a Japanese anime character, and then inking and colouring that in, ready for her birthday this weekend. Hence the reason why I'm hungover, because we went out and I drank way too much cider. So, I've been too busy on Photoshop to... be able to get a chance to play WoW until today, so I've been sat there hungover just running around a forest killing bugs and god knows what else.
Grats.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a lot of fun.
I've got shed loads of quests, so I'm just hammering through.
Dude, we've done the WoW segment. Okay. Dude, we're on the Windows segment now.
Okay.
All of you people will be able to download this tomorrow, Tuesday, if you want it.
Cool.
I'd recommend downloading it,
Is that free for download?
Because it's free.
But when you install it, will it want a serial put in?
Well, yeah, but you can always bypass that.
By just saying 30 days and then uninstall it and reinstall it?
Well, yeah, you do the SL manager rearm command to rearm the activation. You can do that 3 or 4 times. So you can get 120 days out of it. But you can get a key for it on the website. It time bombs in March next year.
Cool. Crisis Maximum Edition.
Crisis Maximum Game. Maximum Armor. Maximum maximum strength.
Perk engaged.
Yeah, go on.
So yeah, I just put that up there because that's coming out soon.
Basically what it is Crisis Game of the Year Edition with the expansion pack.
And but yeah, with both parts. So I thought there was two expansion packs, but afterwards I realised it's the disc.
Warhead. Which Warhead is comes with Crisis Wars, which is the new multiplayer component.
Yeah.
Which is like improved multiplayer.
So if you've not gone as far as Crisis, you can...
It's only going to be £20 as well.
Yeah. Which is not too bad if people haven't actually gone for it yet. If it's one of those things where... I'm not going to buy it because my gaming rig won't be able to run it. But as of
dude,
late,
that computer runs it.
Yeah, but some people.
That's got a Athlon 64 free 200 processor, 2 GB of RAM, and a Radeon X850 XT graphics card. Granted, it runs it on low, but Crysis on low still looks really good.
I was looking at the new.
It's not as epic as this computer, which can run it on super duper high, or whatever they call it now.
I was looking at the Mac Pro.
Yeah, good luck. Like, good luck running it on Mac OS.
Oh, it was lovely spec. It's they're running a 2.98 quad cores, two of them on the motherboard, with 32 GB of RAM and.
Four. I take it this isn't a laptop then.
No, this is their tower.
Not with 8 cores, no.
No. So you can have it up to 2.98 quads. 32 GB of RAM.
Windows Vista supports 128 GB of RAM.
4 TB hard drives. It was a 512 NVIDIA graphics card, and it's four.
What a crappy graphics card!
It's four of them on top of each other.
A crappy graphics card.
I don't know, actually go to the website and see what you... Oh, I wouldn't mind your opinion, see if you actually think they're using good graphics card or actually they're quite... I don't mean you have
I wouldn't use an NVIDIA graphics card because their drives are buggy. Is it only on the UK website?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right, store. And click on Mac Pro. And then click on that one there, select...
I'll let everyone know it starts at £2,500, which is about $4,000.
And
the graphics... If you want it with 32 GB of RAM, you have to pay an extra £4,800.
Oh yeah, you start clicking all these extra things on I've been talking about, the computer actually comes to around about £12,000.
Let's do it, shall we? Let's click on everything. So we're going to fill up all the bays with hard drives.
Terabytes.
It doesn't even say what fucking manufactured hard drives they are. Oh, we do have an option for Radeons. The most expensive option is 4 GeForce GT120s. These aren't particularly high-end, but there is 4 of them. We can have 2 super drives, whatever a fucking super drive is.
It's the CD-ROM.
I'm sure it doesn't manage to play Blu-ray, even though you're paying like £80 for one. This thing here, which plays HD DVD on Blu-ray, was £80, dude.
Yeah.
Let's give it a big 30-inch screen. Let's give it
two of them.
Two screens.
Oh, you missed the.
We're chucking a thing, and whatever.
And that's about
that
it.
Do.
Yeah, so you've got it up to 13,000, 14,000. You're adding software on now. Every single bit of software you can buy.
Well, yeah, we want it to be able to open a fucking picture and edit it, because macOS can't do that by itself, can it? We'll put macOS Server on it. we'll go whatever that is. I have one of these as well. And those. We'll have one of those, whatever that is. Do one of that as well.
You need some insurance. No. Apple Care insurance. And a printer.
We'll have a printer as well.
Yeah, you just spent £16,792.
£17,092. So that is about, what, $40,000? Right, I will not be buying that, because that will actually won't run a crisis at all, will it? No. So why the fuck are you talking about it? Right. So we're going to have a computer which can run crisis, and I reckon it will set you back about £400.
Hmm. But there's always the stigma behind crisis.
Well, people always said, oh, crisis needs all this power. Yeah. It runs on that piece of junk. That piece of junk is a piece of junk. It's like
turning it. It's the 6 years of turning old. Everything up high end slows it all down. And
yeah, but I think most PC gamers don't even know they've got settings for that, and they just run it as whatever it's set is by default.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
Where you?
Because I asked.
Do you
somebody,
have yours on full whack high with the spec your gaming rig is?
I've not played Crysis on this lately. I've not played it since I blasted Windows 7 on it twice. I was running it on... There's four... In Crysis Warhead, they changed the options. So they're not low, medium, high, and very high. They're, I think it was ultra high, actually. They're like normal, gamer, professional, or something. Which doesn't make any sense to me. Mm. Because... But I'm on the third option, apart from my... some of my pixel effects were on ultra high... And I think I had my textures on the second one, because I know my Radeon isn't as good with textures as it is with like fancy effects.
Yeah, with the pixels and stuff. Hmm. Not too bad.
Yeah, woo.
Yay, woo. So yeah, that's coming out soon. If you haven't already gone and got
Crysis. Yeah, I know somebody who's going to be buying that.
Gives you a cheaper option. So, you wanted to talk about...
There was a big Empire Total War patch the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been saying my game hasn't crashed since the previous patch they released back at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get that? Yeah, whenever it was. They fixed about a dozen crash bugs in the new patch, which was released on the 29th of April. And it's like, there's loads of crash fixes on here as well. So it seems like they've fixed the game and it's relatively rock solid now. It's also running quite a bit faster, especially on the campaign map.
Speaking of fixes, because they brought out 3.1.1 now for WoW, did you...
It's 3.1.1A.
Have you been suffering with the dual spec problem?
How so?
Where you'll find yourself with no talent points whatsoever. It kind of removes your talent points, but you've got none to put back on.
No.
So you've not been suffering from that? No, I've heard a few people have been...
if they didn't know how to fucking do it, that's no problem. If people were losing talent points, I think we'd know. Because we'd go into a raid and people would realise, shit, I've got no talents. And then we'd just wipe.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you've not yet gone through all the war?
No, not yet. After hearing about the first boss and how it's a vehicle boss, that actually put me off quite a bit.
Mm.
Because the trouble with having a vehicle boss is you don't know how to play as the vehicle. You know how to play as your character, but the second you put 10 or 25 people in a vehicle, you're guaranteed a wipe at least two or three times.
Yeah. I know that they've had the whole
there's the Oculus dungeon as well, which are on dragons. And no bugger can do that without having like five or six attempts at it.
Yeah.
So you say, looking for a group for Oculus... And you get one nub, and that's it. You need somebody who knows what they're doing, or else you're dead.
Yeah. To be honest...
They're just annoying dungeons.
I think it would have been better if they had brought out a big patch, and the patch was a bit like with Star Wars Galaxies, where they did a major update where you had jump to light speed, which basically was a completely different game. So your talents you already had for your character had nothing, no bearing on it, because you had this one talent which was for your being a pilot, and you would work on that. If they wanted something like this to work with people accepting the idea of having a battle on a mount, they've been using quests for it, but really they should have had it where there's an area that's really high up where your flying mounts now, you know, you can actually battle on flying mounts and...
Actually, there's a really good...
stuff like that, to get people used to doing it with their own character, so when they go to a raid...
Yeah, but true. There's actually a really fun single-player quest. It's for the Sons of Hodir quest chain.
Yeah.
Where you go up to this really tall mountain, and you're on the backs of these dragon dudes, and you have to chuck a spear at the other dragon, and then you jump off. The spear's got a rope on it, and you fight the person on the back of the other dragon. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
But again, it's all its own weird controls, which no bugger knows how to do.
So if all the controls
were
generic...
In fact, I think I fell off twice, and it's a long way down.
Yeah.
And let's just say the Dinendal cannot survive that sort of fall.
See, with the Argent Tournament, where you're doing the whole jousting and stuff, I really thought it would have been great if they really brought in combat on mounts, where you've got set mount combat. So you've got set types of combat you can do on that
set
mount.
Set type combat.
But like if you were a hunter, you've got the ability to use a ranged weapon while you're riding. If you're a mage, you can one or two different types of magic effects, which are specific to being on the mount.
Man, I don't think that would make any difference, because the difference in controls would still be too much to really know what you're doing.
Yeah. I quite like to see it so that it was a bit more mounted attacks, something at speed sort of thing, and not just standing around, which would be quite interesting for some sort of PvP where it's all battling on mounts and tanks and stuff like that. They brought in one, because there isn't that big PvP area that's
Wintergrass.
That's got vehicles in it, doesn't it?
Yep, you've got catapults, demolishers and siege engines.
So doesn't that help with the whole prep for Alderaan?
No.
Different, completely different control system.
I mean, you're talking PvP, where any nub can do it in a raid, where you need 10 people who know exactly what the fuck they're doing.
Stand here, do that when you need to do it now.
Yeah, so yep. I know how to stand there as Dinadal and do damage.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do damage when I'm in this funny vehicle with all these different weirdo options.
Yeah. I think it is their way of maybe putting people into the must of, oh my god, this is crap. I can't do anything. I want my character back. Yada, yada, yada. People will complain, but they will still play it. And either people will just not play Alderaan, or people will go, right, I really want to get to the end. And the content drags them into the point that it becomes a standard thing. And you're kind of like, oh, you don't know how to do the vehicle stuff. Oh, you're a noob.
And yeah, I am a noob.
And it will eventually be...
Unless, of course, we do something else, where Dinadal is suddenly top out of all 25 people at doing damage.
So I think it'll change.
The mighty Dinadal.
I think the
I'll tell you what, in the Oculus, on the final boss, I'm tempted to fucking get off my dragon and just shoot the fucking dragon down. Because I could do that in like 10 seconds with the damage I can put out. But no, you have to use these stupid dragons.
I think I haven't got anything else to say.
Yeah. If you buy Left 4 Dead, I'll let you join my Left 4 Dead match tomorrow night.
I don't think it plays against Xbox.
No, Steam version, obviously. £16.10 or £16.19 or whatever it was.
Now I got no spare cash at the moment because I've got to buy a new pair of mobile goods.
You don't need cash, credit, dude. It's all the rage nowadays.
Yeah. So need to buy a new pair of motorbike boots, and I'm just...
You don't need motorbike boots.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
And I'm saving every penny for my new motorbike, which I'm going to get next year.
What are you getting now?
I'm looking at getting a KTM.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, it's, they're not bad. I think they're
right.
Swiss.
But so you can. So you. I take it this motorbike will be several thousand pounds. At least?
Around about 3.5.
Alright. So you can't afford 16 quid for Left 4 Dead?
No, because I'll be spending what I would spend on that game.
Yeah, fine. You're not welcome. You're not welcome to join my game, then. I will just have to take somebody else who's more worthy.
It's the effort of having to install Boot Camp and then put bloody Steam on it and all have it on my hard drive.
Steam works alright. Not as bad as it used to be.
I must admit, I've got to put Vista back on my Mac at some point and install majority.
Why bother doing that? Just put Windows 7 on it.
Well, then I've got to keep doing the whole jump.
Why? Just get the key. Then you're good until March next year.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And it doesn't matter because as soon as it's not usable anymore, I push a button on my Mac and it just uninstalls the operating system for me. And then I can put a different one on. Yeah, I need to put it on because I want to get hold of the WoW modeler that you can download off the internet that allows you to access the model files for World of Warcraft.
Meh.
So I can export them into my Animation Maya program to animate WoW characters.
Me, Grimlock, that nice dino. Yeah, sorry, we're having a discussion about what Grimlock says sometimes the other day, so... I just thought I'd check that out there. Anyway, are we back next Sunday? Or are you skiving off getting drunk again? He's thinking now. What am I doing Sunday?
No, I'm going to be up in Bristol next weekend. But as far as I'm aware, I believe we should be back in time on Sunday, because I'm going to...
Well, if not, we can do it Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to a comic book convention in Bristol, so...
You and your comic books. Dude, if you want to open the Android Dungeon store, go ahead. I don't have any problems with you doing that. I'm sure Fox might, but I don't.
So yeah, going to a comic book convention, and should be back in time to do the show.
Woohoo!
In theory.
Gamercast, fun episode. Woo.
Fun episode, woohoo. Have you thought of a fun name to call this episode now that you're going for episodes now?
No.
Flaming Mice was quite cool.
Yeah, think of the name, Adam. Because I always get to, like, I'm tagging the show up and then I realise, shit, I need a fucking name for it. And then I have to quickly, desperately think of one because I'm trying to upload it and get it all done.
Yeah, what to call it? What to call it?
See, Adam hasn't helped with any of the previous names, by the way.
Short but sweet.
That's kind of... Nah, you need something better than that.
Patches, demos, and zombies.
Patches, demos, and zombies. Yeah, I suppose we could do that. Yeah, let's call it that.
There you go.
Patches, demos, and zombies. Alright, we'll be back next week for episode 155, where we promise we will have a more entertaining show.
Yeah, Adam surfing internet looking for stuff with hangover and not good bed fellas.
And I've got this pig flu, so, you know.
Oh, zombie.
That was Adam, not me. Right, catch you guys later.
Yep, see you next week.